Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Longino.
Hey, how y'all doing out there? I want to thank everybody for hanging out with us tonight. On our off night, actually. We're only really supposed to come on Thursdays, but doing something a little special tonight on a very important issue that we face every day. Okay, so I want to thank everybody for listening to Issues of Today Talk Radio tonight. Coming up in a few minutes, we've got an interview with Ron Barnes, who's going to talk with us about energy, okay, something that's real important in the election right now. And he's going to give us, pretty much educate us on energy and what's going to do for us in 2008 and what we can do to make our world more energy efficient. All right, so check that out. And coming up in a few minutes, Ron Barnes sitting down with Issues of Today's Talk Radio. But right now, you know how we do, getting ready to get into the song today by CeeLo Green. The song is called Live. And you're checking out Issues of Today Talk Radio. Welcome back to Issues of Today Talk Radio. And that was, you was just checking out CeeLo Green with the song called Live. Sorry about that. Like I said, coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to have our interview with Ryan Barnes, who's actually going to sit down and talk with us tonight about energy. And usually, you know, my shows are Thursday night at 8 p.m. But tonight, we snuck in the show tonight just specifically to get this message out. Because I have another interview coming up tomorrow, which is going to be some huge significance when we sit down and speak with Kenneth Allen, who's a very successful entrepreneur. He's going to give us some tips on how to become more self-sufficient on finances and being successful and so forth of that nature. So just, you know, we're going to be sitting down. Really, Ron Barr should have been calling in right about now. And as we sit back and just wait on them, we're going to give you some updates. Right now, Issues of Today, what's going into the rest of this year, past the election, looking to lock in some real key, important political guests for the show after the election. So we're going to be look for Issues of the Day to be locking in some local politicians as far as some federal politicians. Going into December, we're going to be going into looking to interview some very important entertainment industry people as well. So just be, you know, stay tuned and keep your eye out on Issues of the Day Talk Radio. We are honestly looking to convert this show over into satellite, Sirius satellite radio. So, you know, stay tuned, keep your ears open. Make sure you always check out our page, listen to the shows, and keep up with the information that's going on that's involved around our show. And I'm waiting on our guest to call in, and he has not called in just yet. You know, give him a few more minutes, and then I have to probably take a pause for the calls for a second and give him a shout out on the phone and see where he's at. And for those who are just tuning in, definitely what we're talking about tonight is energy, different forms of energy, how much it's going to cost to maintain energy, how much we spend out maintaining energy, and what can we do to keep the energy going in this day and age, as much energy as we use. I know this is one of the Barack Obama's main issues and that he addresses during his when he was debating against John McCain on different forms of energy. And I know for just, you know, now you never really think about this until actually the issue comes about when you're riding around at night and you see the whole city lit up and it looks good, it looks beautiful for aerial displays and you know, riding through the night, enjoying your night. How much of that is wasted energy use? You know, how much of it is really just wasted energy that we do not even need? If we was to turn out and turn off all the lights that really have no use during these after business hours, how much of that, honestly, how much energy, honestly, would that save? I know. So that's what we're pretty much going to get into tonight. And brother has yet to call in, so if everybody would just give me a quick second here, I'm going to call in and see what's going on here. Ron Barnes, Taj Longino, Issues of Today. This is Taj from Issues of Today Talk Radio. Okay, bro. All right. Sorry about that. Welcome back. Sounds like the brother, lost track of time, which is not a problem. But I actually took a nap before I actually had to get up and be on the show tonight. And sorry for the major delay right now. This doesn't normally happen on the show, but, you know, things happen here and there. So he's going to be with us here in a few minutes. If anybody out there has a question for us for Mr. Barnes on energy, please, leave it in the chat room. Call in anytime, 347-326-9697. Oh, and by the way, anybody who has yet to answer polls about issues of today, please take them. A lot of people have answered the polls, but we need more people to answer them, so we just continuously can do better. If you want to be added to the email list, you know what to do. Hit me up at issuesoftoday@yahoo.com, and I can go ahead and add you to the list. So that way you can get these, go ahead and get these blasts every week now. Issues of Today will eventually go back to 4 days a week. However, at this time period and the stuff that's going on and busy as I am, 4 days a week is not going to work. So that's why we're back to 1 day a week. We eventually will go back to being every day, because a lot of people got used to listening to us every day. And, you know, that's how we want it. That's how we like it. And we want to continue coming with these major issues that people are concerned with. And really, it's even going to explode with the new president in office due to the fact that we want to actually give the president time to get in there and start working on some of these issues that people are having every day with the economy, with the housing market, with education, with healthcare, social security, et cetera. So definitely these issues would reoccur, and we're going to continue to tackle them until we feel that they've been taken care of. And I do understand that no matter what president gets in office, they're going to have a tough time trying to achieve these goals if they don't have the right people in house. Okay, so just bear with them, give them time to work in some of these issues that that we're going to have out here. Okay, so just stay tuned for issues of today to get back to every day. All right. Hey, call into the show, 347-326-9697. Here in a few minutes, we're going to have Ron Barnes on the show. He's going to be talking with us about energy. He has a major, important message that he wants to get out to everybody. And this is the reason why I had the show tonight. I know my guests in the chat room, music, she was like, well, I know he had a show tonight. Yeah, a lot of people didn't know. This is an off day for us, so don't feel too bad. I know a lot of people's probably out checking out Supreme Entertainment, Miss T show, on who's going to pay for dinner. She's got a killer show over there. So if people not here in the chat room with us, they're definitely over there checking out her show. And much love to Supreme Entertainment because they kill it every time. So we want to just send our support out to them and their show tonight. Hopefully they're having a successful show at the same time as we're on live right now. And we want to keep moving. We're doing some great things out here, and we're going to continue to do more. We're still working on that petition that we initially said on the show a couple weeks ago about trying to get some of the money back that homeowners have lost with the type of mortgages they have received. We know that bailout money has not worked out the way they wanted it to, which we all figured that it wouldn't. Okay, the people who run these companies have took that advantage to go out and go on expensive vacations, paying out more money for bonuses, and so forth. So we honestly got screwed again. So now we're working on this petition now. Make sure it's worded right. Make sure it's formatted correctly and get it out to the right people. And we're going to start a email forwarding. And once you get it, you sign it, continue it, and then once we're done, we're going to send it to the necessary people. So it's taking some time to really to find out who to send it to and I make sure everything is formatted and properly put together before we send it out. I want to make sure it's right. So that's why that's the lay right now on the petition. And then in 2009, also be on the lookout for Real Fathers Please Stand Up, the movement, the rally, here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm working on that with several organizations right now, and it's going to be a rally that is going to call out all fathers, good and bad fathers, in the entire state of Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'm just going to pretty much give a speech on how important it is for fathers to be in their kids' lives. This is very crucial, very important, very critical, because there's a lot of fathers out there who do not understand the responsibility and how important it really is. A lot of fathers do not understand that a lot of sons would not be in some of the trouble that they're in had they had a father in their life, somebody to look up to, some example to follow. So they don't have that, so they're doing the typical thing and resulting to letting the streets raise them. Okay, so we don't want that. We want to get back to, you know, kids having a father look up to, especially daughters. They need to know what a real man looks like and how a real man walks and talks and how he treats women. So definitely fathers have a real, real crucial responsibility. And I'm going to set that stage for that in 2009 with the rally, with the speech of Real Fathers Please Stand Up. So if you definitely want to be a part of that, email me at issuesoftoday@yahoo.com. You can call me 317-429-0767, okay? And, you know, support the movement because it's very important, it's very crucial, and is very much so needed. Hold on just a second. Yes. Okay, you got a pen? All right. I know this is totally unprofessional of Issues of Today, and we are truly, truly, truly apologize for this. He is calling in. Ron Barnes is calling in right now. And sorry for the major, major delay of this show. And if we do not get all the information out in enough time, we'll definitely extend the show out. So please, we accept our apologies on how this show has gone so far. And here we go. Issues of Today interview with Ron Barnes. Ron Barnes, how you doing, brother?
All right. How's it going?
Oh, doing fine. We want to welcome you to Issues of Today Talk Radio. Appreciate you joining us and pretty much giving us this information that's very much needed.
All right.
At a time in this election. Now, I want you to go ahead to explain to the people and tell the people who Ron Barnes is, how you got started with this with this thing, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Like you said, I'm Ron Barnes out of Indianapolis, Indiana, and I am involved with the number one, the largest deregulated energy company in the country, in North America, which is called MX Energy. And and what happened is we got with the marketing side of it, which is Orvita, a guy named Rodney Bynum and Gene McFadden, who Rodney owns all the Popeyes up here in Indiana, and they have been doing their research for quite a while. And what happened is they forced for energy, figuring out why we don't have any African Americans inside of the energy and this and that as they've been going around in seminars. And they came up, got with MX Energy, got with their marketing department, which is Zavita, which is located down in Texas. They're present in 14 states, but only rolled out in 5 that we're able to do business in, and that is Ohio, Michigan, New York, Georgia, and as well as Texas. So MX Energy, Zavita, had been around, I say, since they launched in June of 2008. MX Energy.
You there? Ron. Ron, are you there? Ron. We must have lost Ron. Ron, are you there? I want to apologize once again for this, people. I'm not sure if we lost him or not. Ron, are you there, sir? Okay, I think we lost him. We're just going to have to wait to get him back. This is has not gone according to plan. Well, we was just getting ready to get into some other points of information now to review from what he just said, that the owners of Popeyes, which they have three Popeyes in this location, one on the West 38th Street, on the east side on Keystone. Oh, here he is. Ron Barnes. Ron. Can't hear you, brother. Speak up. Ron. He just went out again. I'm not sure what's going on. But, yes, the owners of Popeyes have been around here for many years, and we have only a few of them here in the city, but they're very successful. Basically, from what he's saying, they got – with the owners of there, and they joined a company called MX Energy, and that's what we're waiting to continue from that aspect. I'm truly sorry about this. Let's see if we can get them back. Ron, are you there? Ron, you're on live, sir. Ron. I want to make sure everybody can hear me. If you're in the chat room, Jay Knox, can y'all let me know if y'all can hear me? Just make sure that it's not a connection, a problem that I'm having. Okay. Maybe he's losing signal. He's trying to call back in, and it's not working. this is not working. We might have to pull this interview off another day, probably on Friday, because I already have another interview lined up for tomorrow. Just in case this does not work, let's try them again.
All right.
Ron.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
I lost you a few times there.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Sorry about this. Yes, sir. I can hear you now.
Okay.
So,
okay, you
yes.
can go ahead and finish, I guess, where you left off at.
All right. So MX Energy is, like I was saying, it's the largest deregulated energy company. And what happens is it's just like when the telephone company was launched. Like, remember when you look at your local provider, how it was really like one phone line, I believe it was AT&T, and they came along, and you start seeing Sprint, Singular, T-Mobile, things of that sort. Well, what happens is they actually deregulated, which is broke up the monopoly. You still have the same service, but you just change who you make your bill payable to. And so basically what it is they buy so much of that line, and they're able to, you know, you're able to be their customer. But with MX Energy through Zervita, you're able to make that your business. So it's like a small investment, but you're able to get paid off of your investment of your energy. So anytime you use your own energy, because, I mean, I know up here we have Citizens Gas. We don't get paid. You know, Citizens Gas, they never wrote me a check. But through Zervita, now you'll be able to get a check. And what MX Energy does is they go around the country, they break up the small monopolies of the gas companies and some electric companies. So,
well, I've never heard of that before. I've never heard of that. Now, how did you get started with that?
A young man named Rodney Bynum, a good friend of mine, had him, Gene McFadden, a guy named Bill Crawford, they had been going around the country doing some research on, you know, energy and trying to get involved. Because they know, because as we know, that's what the war is about, everything, the natural energy, the natural gas and everything. So that's what keeps your energy going. So, of course, they want to know, how can we get involved? And they got with the largest company, and they got on. Indiana will be rolled out in, I believe that's January, the first part of January, which would be a wonderful thing. So right now we're trying to get in front of the wave, but a lot of money starting to come in right now because they have a lot of other products and services, and just. And basically what you're doing is you're coming in, you're establishing a team. And then as you get your team, you get your downline, and they have five different ways where you get paid. From your, you know, when you start up, you have a fast start bonus. You have a leadership bonus right after that. Then you're able to get residual income. You're able, you know, to get, you know, there's different types of bonuses where a guy named Mark Jarvis made it to the point where you can get paid off of every level. And when you look at network marketing and things of that sort, it's like a lot of times you see one person paid. Example, not to put Rodney's business out there, but I guess I am. This guy made $25,000 in 9 weeks. So, I mean, that's without the energy even being here. So,
well,
I mean, the money is like breathtaking. So, I mean, but I mean, you're able to get paid off, you know, just building a business for one.
Now, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to answer this on air, but how much is this investment if somebody wanted to put some money into this energy source?
It's a $329 to actually get in and start your own business to be a part of Zervita. It's
$329. Okay. Now, with energy being like one of Barack Obama's major issues to discuss, what can we do to be more energy efficient for the future? Because I know you had a message that you wanted to get out. Betty, let me ask that.
All right.
What is the message that you wanted to get out to the public, to the people about this energy?
Okay, my number one message when I come to family and friends is when you look around, you look at the economy, for one, and you look at retirement, Social Security, and then you've always been told, you know, you don't make money unless you own your own. And the layoff, you know, and when you see things like that, it's really heartening. So it really touches your heart. So my main message is you get out, make a 329 investment. I know, like, this month right here, when you make your 329 investment, which is a fast start bonus after that, you'll receive a check for $200. Their whole thing is to get people money, to show people money, and build a team. And their compensation strategy is next to none. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, you can actually go to my website and view the video, and then on the first page, you're going to be able to go to the opportunities and then go to compensation plan, and you're able to see exactly, you know, how the payouts. I mean, because it's five different ways you actually get paid. And so my number one thing is for us to get out here, build our own business, and so we can get paid off of something that, because you're not selling anything, it's something that you're using anyway. So the number one thing is you're just opening up a door for you to get paid off of something. It's going to be done every day. I mean, you're going to use your gas. You're going to use your lights. You're going to do it anyway. And then on top, Animax Energy, they're able to lock your rates up to 3 years. And what they did is, and how they're able to do that is, just like Southwest Airlines, the reason why they're the most, they're the biggest airline making money is because they buy futures. And that's what Amex Energy did. They bought their gas in advance and futures, so you're able to lock up for 3 years at, you know, we can't tell you we're going to save you money the first day, but, I mean, all the people who I've turned over, like I can give you an example. I had a partner down in Atlanta. I turned his gas over, and he was at, and gas emitters off of Therms, and his gas was 1.8. When we was looking at his bill, was on, he had faxed me his bill, and I went in, and we was doing it together, and I told him I couldn't promise him. But what I could promise him is, one thing, gas is on the rise, and it will keep being on the rise. That's no matter who the president is. You know, the natural gas is. Go ahead.
And what makes that continually go increasing and every year, you know. So let me ask you this too as well, more so like a two-part question. What makes somebody want to utilize your gas versus using their city gas, whatever it is, whatever city they're in?
Okay, that's a wonderful question. No, one, they're still using their city gas. They just make their bills payable to MX Energy. It's just like when you deregulate, only thing you're doing is you're breaking up the monopoly, and basically what we're doing is we help take over their customer service. So if you imagine you have a big store right here, but they just got to give us a piece of that store. You're still coming to the same place. Like, you're still your same service provider. If anything goes wrong, they still the ones who come out and read your meter and do anything of that sort. If you have a pipeline problem or anything like that, but when you make your bills payable, you make it payable to MX Energy. And what that is, because they are the ones who's taking care of your customer service. So, and they bought the gas in bulk. So when they're able to buy the gas in bulk and buy it for so many years, they're able to lock in your rates and give you, I would say, a better rate than most are. So your bill will be cheaper, but it's all based off of your usage. So if you use your gas more, of course, it's going to be, if you use it steady across the board, then you will most likely see a savings. You will see a savings.
It's just like, according with the gas prices and the price of food, what makes this increase every year? I mean, I know they say it's supply and demand, but gas right now in my city, it's $1.98 unleaded. Probably a couple months ago, it was $4 and what, 15? You know, we live in Indianapolis, man. It was $4. And to me, it's nothing that they can show me that can tell me why gas has to go up. There's nothing to show me why the inflation has to go up, why sales tax has to go up, why cost of living has to go up, and so on and so on. So what in energy, what happens in energy that makes that cost go up every year?
The cost of living, for one, the deficit that the country's in. We're fighting a war that we're paying billions of dollars in, so therefore they have to get the money somewhere. All right, so therefore they I guess somewhat they tax the oil companies, and a lot of times a lot of this gas and the oil, they come from overseas. So therefore, I mean, if you, it's a supply and demand. So if you need what I have, then you're gonna pay the price that I want. So therefore, they're able to drive the prices up, and then when you drive the prices up, it affects the gas prices, which affects the food prices from getting the food. I mean, whether you get chickens from the farm or whether you get some from down south or the west coast and you bring it across to the east coast, I mean, the cost of gas goes up, so therefore it affects everybody. And then when folks are buying more things from overseas, it affects the jobs here. So it's really a trickle effect.
I mentioned something about...
Okay.
I'm not sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I was mentioning something about this earlier before you called it to the show. I remember they did an exercise, just an experiment, about the how to save energy. So I remember that he did this in Chicago where they shut down a certain part of the city of Chicago for about a half hour. I think it was a half hour for the entire night. I think it's what it was for the entire night. And they said they saved, I can't even remember how they worded it, but they saved a lot of energy doing that. If we was to cut off the lights, the city lights that we do not utilize, when we're done with, you know, all the lights downtown, you know, all the businesses there at the 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, what have you, once they're closed for the night, instead of having those lights running all night long, if we was to turn that power off, wouldn't that save us a lot of energy right there?
That would save us a tremendous amount of energy if they was to do that. Why they don't do it, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, why do most of the politicians then? Why
you're fading out, brother.
It's the same thing. Why does the government do what it does? You know, and the politicians, I mean. So, I mean, that's a good question that, I mean, I wonder myself, because if you can save, it's like at home. When you leave your house, if you cut off all the lights, your bills will be a lot cheaper than if you leave them home when you leave.
Yeah. So, basically, let me make sure I'm getting this correct. You want, the message that you want to get out to the people is how to honestly make money off of energy by using your own energy.
Own energy, yes.
Okay. And the investment to do this was $329, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, what do you have to do after that? What steps do you, procedures do you have to follow to earn income by using your own energy? And how long does it, the process takes? I mean, is there something that you have to send to your city, your local city gas company to convert paying them the bill, and I mean, from paying them the bill to paying you, MX the bill, or how does that work? So I guess I'm asking here is, after you pay that initial startup cost, that startup fee, what are the steps and the procedures after that?
Okay, when you pay your $329, all right, you actually become a rep of Zavita. Then they have different things which they call points. So your first 2 points you would need to get is your website. Therefore, that gives you a paperless business. All right, you're able to go onto the website and you have to get certified, which is basically take a test for MX Energy. They give you some basic questions. You go back. I mean, if you miss, you're able to take the test as many times as you need to pass. It's about 25 questions. Once you get certified, you're able to turn people over from the local gas company to MX Energy. And when you do that, so each person is considered a point, and you get residual money off of them using the gas. You also get money when you bring someone else into the business who duplicates exactly what you do.
So it's almost like multi-level marketing.
Exactly.
Okay.
But they put it to the point where you win on every level. So if you invested $329, I mean, first of all, if you look, when's the last time somebody put started their business with as low as $329, see a return within that first week or first, you know, it automatically triggers a check. And then once you get three people to do what you do, it triggers another check, which is called a fast start burn bonus. And then you move to another level, which once you get each person who signs up, you get a check. And then when they sign somebody up, you get a check. And so when you get three people, to get three people, it moves you over to another level. And then the process continues. And then the trend goes down. All right, so that's just another way of just making money. You know, you have your fast start, you have, then you get your residual just off of them having their points and them getting up their energy people. And then they have other products as well that you're able to purchase to get your points, but also there's products, you know, such as a home guard. They have a health program. They starting up with, like, some. It's called credit. It's called Cervita Protection, which is almost identical to prepaid. But what they do is they add in the credit repair. They have Cervita Tech, and they have like a CareSaver card where they have over 175,000 stores that you can get a discount from Walmart to Dell computers to Staples to, you know, Walgreens to, you know, everywhere. I mean, where you can print out coupons for Fazoli's and things of that sort for $0.99 for a kid's meal. You're able to, I mean, Borders.com. I mean, it's, the list goes on and on. So they have several different ways where you can actually make money as well as with the energy. But the energy definitely is a trump card, but also in creating your business and what you do. So the whole object is to get people in to see a vision, if they're a visionary, and to duplicate exactly what you do. And once you get that person in, and they know, first you get them to go to the website. And you say, you know, I want you to actually go to my website and tell me what you like. And the first thing is, on the home page, they have a video, and I normally send people to opportunities. And they have them go to conversation plan, and but also not only that, but also view the whole thing in a whole. So, cause everybody's going to see something different that they like in it. But it's a way to start your own business, get paid off for something that you're doing anyway, and move on and make money.
Now, for people that are listening, and also my folks in the chat room have asked me this question, what is your website? Tell us your website.
Okay, www.rbarnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, .zervita, Z as a zebra, U as an umbrella, R as in Randy, V as in Victor, I as an Indian, T as in tight, A as in apple, .biz, B as in boy, I as in Indian, T as in zebra. So it's www.rbarnes.zervita.biz.
Okay, got it. And I actually go ahead and put that in the chat room for those for my people that's in there that's already asking. Now, for low-income people, how can they benefit from this with their financial situation probably being a hindrance to invest in something like this or to utilize the products and services?
Well, it's free to switch a service over.
Okay.
And that's at no cost. And that it takes a matter of maybe like 2 minutes to answer a basic question. And you're able to lock your rates in, and save money if you're not able to actually come on and be an exact associate. But I mean, we do have different plans where we have people who say, "Hey, I may have $250, but I don't have the whole thing." I mean, the company they have things where I'd rather not discuss on the air. But if someone was to email me, there are ways that they can make it extremely affordable if you have that type of mind. And I mean, but as long as you will be bringing something to the table in addition. So,
okay. How does this energy source compare with the presidential election? And is it something that should have been stated during the election? You know, when they're talking about energy and so forth, how does it compare to the presidential election?
It doesn't. It's a two-part. And one is it gives you hope you know, it gives you a vision. It takes you out the same box that you've been in for all these years. I mean, when you look at the unemployment, now you're able to start your own business. I mean, how many times, there's not too many businesses you can go out and start for $3.29. It's giving you another chance. I mean, if you've been laid off, if you know somebody who's been laid off, if you need that extra income, it builds up. I mean, with this, you can easily make residual income if you follow all the steps. And I'm not saying it won't be overnight, because this company's main focus is to make 100 millionaires within the first year. And once you complete the steps and you continue, you know, to get all your points through the whole process, do everything you need to do, it's easy to make between $8,000 and $20,000 a month. But when you go to the website and you go to the opportunities and compensation plan, you'll be able to see, like, oh, okay, because at that point you're visually seeing what it actually takes to, you know, to actually get them points. And it's not hard. I mean, but I put it this way. Anytime you start your own business, you have to put some work into it. So it's not for everybody, you know. But and I tell people, you know, who it is for, and you don't get frustrated when people say, okay, well, I don't think this is what I want to do. You just have them switch their service over, because a lot of times when you are doing network marketing, you deal inside of your warm base. And so it's real good for, you know, friends and family. I have a lot of my family and my friends involved. And they got their friends and family, and yes, it is the trickle effect, where money flows. So, I mean, it has helped me pay quite a few bills. I mean, like I told you about my guy. I mean, you from Indianapolis, so you may have heard of Rodney, and I just told you what he made within them few weeks. So, it's definitely something that is well worth looking into. I know I've done well for myself since I've been in, since the end of August. But it's something that I definitely I'm going to continue to do, even if it's for extra income, and hopefully eventually be my only income.
I got a caller who actually wants to probably ask you a question here.
What's up,
Jay Knox?
Hey, what's up, bro? How y'all doing?
All right.
Yeah, I've done a lot of multi-level marketing. This sounds like a ground-level opportunity, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir.
But what I want to know is, like, I'm in California. Is this something that's worldwide or just specific, you know,
yes,
areas of global?
Okay, matter of fact, they just rolled out in Southern California last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, they just rolled out in Southern California. And only thing I can tell you, if it's electric and gas or if it's just gas out there. So that's something, if you can get back with me, maybe email me. I can give you all the information, like as far as all the particular details of what part of Southern California. But I know they just wrote down Southern California. But as I stated earlier, go ahead, I'm sorry.
What is your email address real quick? Give me your email
address
real quick.
Okay, personal email address is BARNESWAG as in George, Z as in Zebra, at AOL.com.
Okay.
Okay, I got you. Okay,
thanks a lot.
Okay.
All right. Anything else you want
to ask? I'm going to go back to the computer, Todd, and listen.
Okay, bro.
All right.
Thanks. All right,
y'all have a good day.
All right, thanks a lot.
Jay Knox is one of the major supporters of Issues of the Day. Ron, he always listens to the show. He always checks out the shows, and he's always willing to get new information. So I appreciate Jay Knox for calling into the show. We got about a little under 10 minutes left to go. Is there anything that we should know that we haven't discussed that you want the people to know before we get out of here and with under like 10 minutes to go?
Basically, I don't want to. My main thing of getting across is it's something that I'm very excited about being into. It's a lot of pastors. It's a lot of churches that's involved. It's a lot of successful business people. And the main reason that I even got involved was I saw people who are already millionaires getting involved. I've seen people who have a mindset and it's not closed in. I mean, I was really excited when I came aboard and just seeing the energy. And now, so it's not something that you get into and you're by yourself, because it's a team of people, and we all are there to assist each other. As the caller had called in, yes, it is a ground for opportunity, and it's opportunity where it's just now getting started. So therefore, any time that you get involved in something at the beginning, you know, you have a chance to be that person at the top who, you know, 6 months, 9 months down the road, everybody's talking about, I wish I would have gotten when he did. I wish I would have been involved when he did. Yeah. Because when it rolls out in your city, you know, everybody's going to want to be involved.
Now, I know you was you used to be in the music industry here in Indianapolis, the real estate market. And now, you're into this. How do you juggle all three, and how, what ways do you give back to the community by utilizing this as a tool?
Yes, I'm able to utilize this. Because they have other products that's good towards like the real estate, like they have the Home Guard. I'm able to help a lot of, like, I know a lot of pastors who I've got involved with this. They done got quite a few members involved who now they're able to make money, pay them tithes, which pastors like here. Yes. Yeah. So, and then they can check the downline. But it's able to help people who are in the music business, because it's a struggle. And it's able to help you. It's nothing like having that extra income, you know, and it's paperless and it's effortless. And you have to put the work into it, but you're not having to carry around, you know, different products, you know what I'm saying, trying to sell somebody on something. You just tell somebody, hey, why not get paid off of something that you're using anyway? And then, and you normally deal in your warm market, but then you're able to tell somebody, look, you're using the service anyway. When it has your utility companies, your local utility companies paid you for what you're doing. And, I mean, unless you got stock or whatever, I mean, it doesn't happen. I mean, so why not build a business for a small amount and look into it? So I just encourage everybody really to go to the website, check it out, you know, and if you see, I mean, it may not be for everybody. Somebody may go in there and say, hey, I like that care plan. Hey, Ron, I like the Home Guard. Like, the Home Guard is a wonderful product where it's $37 a month, $35 deductible. If your furnace goes out, if your plumbing, your electrical, any of your appliances, they have other home warranty programs out there, but to get what we have, it's way more expensive. And so, and the owner of this actually started this company with the vision of he wants to get products back that God has put inside of him to give at a reasonable rate. So it's not like he's going to give you something and it's not worth that value. And because they actually came up with the name Zervita at a faith conference up in Chicago last October. So it's been a year ago when he actually came up with the name and actually started the company in February, but didn't really get going because he had to get products together. And he was able to get together with a couple of companies, and that's why we had Zervita and all the things that we're able to have. And then they link with MX Energy, and they are the marketing tool. So, so how I would put this with my real estate is, I tell people all the time, when you buy a house, you need extra income. You know, that's all of us now. People in the music, you need money for the recording studios. You need money for the travel, the promotion, the marketing, everything that it entails. You know. All the way down the line. I mean, and people inside the housing business. I mean, if you're an investor, I mean, we all know, look at the real estate now, it's very slow. So this is another opportunity where you can continue to make money and try to still have the same lifestyle that you've been having over the past years, if not a better one. And I would say for most folks, it would be a lot better, those who okay. want to seek the opportunity.
Take about another minute here as we get ready to close out tonight's segment to give out your email address again for those who need to email you for questions and for an opportunity with this company, and also your website again.
All right. My email address is barneswags@aol.com, and that is spelled BarneswaG as in George, Z as in zebra, at AOL.com. That is BarneswaGz at AOL.com. And the website that I'd like for everyone to check out is www.rbarnes.zurvita.biz. That is www.rbarnes.zurvita.biz. And
all right.
There you go.
And
check it out.
We
you know.
Yeah. I want to thank everybody for listening to Issues of the Day. I know we didn't get started right away, but you know, we definitely still was able to get everything, the information out to you. Still able to pull off the show. I want to thank Mr. Barnes for dropping by and hanging out with us tonight and getting some important information about energy and how to actually make money off of the same energy that you use every day. And that is not something that I was aware of, and I'm glad we kind of got this information out tonight. If you have any, if you are not able to, or if you're having trouble or didn't get this information, email us at issuesoftoday@yahoo.com, and I will transfer the information that we got tonight to you, and also get you in contact with Mr. Barnes himself, so where you can get your business started and up and running and start making some money for you and your family. Because what people don't understand, with gas going up, food going up, your job is not paying you that cost of living. So with your job not paying you that cost of living, you have to make that difference up somehow. So this is a way that you can do that and still be able to do your daily routine as far as go to work and take care of your kids. It's something that probably won't, you know, it's going to take some time. However, this is more income that you need, more income that you can use. And it's pretty much making money off the same things that you use every day. Mr. Barnes, I want to thank you, sir, for a great show and a lot of information.
And I thank you for having me.
No problem. Definitely going to get you back, brother, so we can start off at the top of the hour.
Yes, sir.
Once again, thanks everybody for listening to Issues of the Day. Please join us tomorrow. We have Kenneth Allen on the show tomorrow, talking about entrepreneurship and his foundation. And like I always say, love each other as you expect to be loved. Take care of one another. Good night, and God bless you.